SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attorney General Pam Bondi naming the head of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Terry Cole, as Washington's emergency police commissioner. That as she carries out President Trump's takeover of the D.C. Police Department. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Bondi said she's giving Cole the powers of police chief and that the Metropolitan Police Department must receive Cole's approval before issuing any orders. The move comes less than a month after the U.S. Senate confirmed Cole to be the DEA's leader and he was sworn in as the head of the agency. Cole was most recently Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security under Governor Glenn Youngkin. He was the DEA's acting regional director of Mexico, Canada, and Central America when he retired from the federal government in 2020. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
An agreement in Washington to deepen cooperation with federal immigration agents. Ben Thomas has more on that story.
Washington, D.C.'s police chief has issued an order that officers may now share information with immigration agencies.
When they stop people, they find they're illegal, they report them, they give them to us, etc. That's a very positive thing.
The order encompasses information about people not in custody, such as someone involved in a traffic stop or checkpoint. It also states officers may provide transportation for federal immigration employees and a detained subject. The increased federal presence in the nation's capital has been striking, with troops stationed in high-traffic areas, including with Humvees, at Union Station. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Japan and China, marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II with decidedly different events on different dates, Japan holds a solemn ceremony August 15th, the day Emperor Hirohito announced its surrender. China showcases its military strength with a massive parade on the 3rd of September, the day after the formal surrender. This is SRN News. Well, marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue, Mahfoud al-Qadir, was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag. No one was injured in that incident. One official says the shooting was emblematic of the anti-Semitic violence today. This is SRN News. Officials in the Northern Caribbean are warning of very heavy rain and dangerous swells as Tropical Storm Aaron approaches the region. National Weather Service Senior Hurricane Specialist Jack Bevin says Aaron is expected to remain over open waters.
At the present time, the forecast track has the system passing north of the islands, the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and then by the 5 days, it'll be somewhere to the northeast of the southeastern Bahamas. So in the next 5 days, we are not forecasting any landfall.
Oregon University says it's a record. Nike co-founder Phil Knight pledging $2 billion to its cancer center. Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week. Apps for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 9th fell by some 3,000. More details at srnnews.com.